little Johnny was 45 years old and he was having some stomach issues. So he goes to the doctor. The doctor checks him out and he says, well, it looks like you're just backed up. I'm going to prescribe you some suppositories and it'll be a pack of five. And if this happens again, you just take another one and everything should be okay. He says, I'll put the first one in for you. Well, Johnny drops his drawers. Doctor puts it in there. He thought it was a little painful, but doesn't think anything of it. Goes home and everything just clears up. He's feeling good for about a week. Well, he doesn't really know how to put them in, and so he asked little Susie if she would do it for him, and she says, yeah, honey, no problem. You know, I had to do this when I was pregnant. She goes, I'll help you out. So little Johnny drops his drawers, and she puts her hand up on his shoulder to brace herself, and she sticks it on in there. He jumps up and says, oh, my gosh, and she goes, what, did I hurt you? What's wrong? What's wrong? He says, no, nothing's wrong. He says, I just realized that the doctor used both hands to support himself on my shoulders instead of just one.
I hate when people say they're still your family. I don't give a shit. Blood means nothing sometimes. Blood makes you related. Love, trust, loyalty, that's family.
Today's word of the day is
catastasis.
Definition: the third part of an ancient Greek drama in which the action is heightened for the catastrophe.
You could change. You should change. You won't change. That's called accumulated disaster. In 6 years, you'll be explaining instead of celebrating.
We intend to when the idea strikes us. We intend to when the emotion is high. But now, if you don't translate that into action fairly soon, now the intent starts to diminish. And a month from now, it's cold. A year from now, can't be found. Take action. Not hasty if it isn't required, but don't lose much time. When the idea is hot and the emotion is strong, that's the time to act. Before the feeling passes and before the idea gets dim, action pronto, action immediate, action as soon as possible. So act, set up a discipline. When the emotions are high and the idea is strong and clear and powerful, capture it, start the process. And if you will, then put it into action. The miracle belongs to you.
It might not work the first time. People might laugh at you and talk about you behind your back. You might get hurt. But if you keep taking action, in spite of all this stuff that might happen, guess what? Sooner or later, you're going to start winning. You've got to make a decision. And that decision has to be final. People take action and get done when they have had enough. And they say, that's it. I'm done. No more will I be treated like this. No more will I be overweight. No more will I be in a job that I hate. Just decide, man. Train your mind and focus on the pain you'll get if you don't act. And to reinforce that, focus on all the pleasure that you will get if you act. If you do that and you take massive action every time, your life will never be the same again, I promise. You're either moving forward or standing still. The choice is yours.
Hesitation allows the moment to pass, the opportunity to be lost, the enemy to get the upper hand. Hesitation defeats us, so we must defeat it. To win, all you have to do is overcome that moment, the waiting. And to do that, all you have to do is go, move, take the action, get out of bed, get your feet on the ground, step forward, do not wait, go forward and win. I will make every day, every minute, every second, I will make it all count. Get after it, and you will become the person you want to be, and you become that person through one small decision at a time.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Court has adjourned for the week in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump. Hope Hicks, former top aide to Trump, testified for much of the day about her knowledge of payments made to Stormy Daniels to keep an alleged affair with Trump from being made public ahead of the 2016 election and other negative stories from being published. During cross-examination, Hicks became visibly upset. ABC News contributor Kim Whaley called it a pivotal moment.
There are so many elements of the government's case
case in that moment from the most credible witness who's closest to the president. We can read into it. Jurors are human beings. It was so difficult for her to sit there, presumably, and tell the truth that she broke down and had to excuse herself.
Hicks returned to testify further. Court resumes Monday. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar from Texas, along with his wife.
Prosecutors say the Democrat from Laredo took in $600,000 from a Mexican bank and an oil and gas company owned by the government of Azerbaijan. A 14-count indictment says in exchange for the payments to shell companies for consulting by his wife that was never performed, Henry Cuellar used his office to push policies favoring the bank and the former Soviet Republic.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Another Israeli hostage held by Hamas in Gaza has been declared dead by Israeli forensic teams. It comes as talks between ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel continue. CIA Director Bill Burns in Cairo, Egypt, for those brokered talks that would also include boosting aid in Gaza. At the White House today, President Biden awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 Americans. It's the nation's highest honor for a civilian. Among the recipients, former VP Al Gore and Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky. And last-minute preparations underway at Churchill Downs ahead of tomorrow's 150th Kentucky Derby. You're listening to ABC News. Job hires declined last month, something the Fed is trying to cool off for the labor and housing markets as it fights inflation. But U.S. mortgages are still on the rise.
This is the fifth week in a row that we've seen these mortgage rates rise to 7.22%. But at the same time, we did see inventory starting to loosen up in certain parts of the country. Some more homes finally coming on the market. And the average listing price came down a little bit, about 0.5%, still, though, above $400,000.
ABC's Alexis Christie. Offers. With about 6 months till November's presidential election, a new ABC News Ipsos poll shows the divide of Americans' views with the ongoing Israel-Hamas war and the administration's response. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Some notable shifts among independents. Then on the other end of this, you have nearly a third of Americans who say that the United States is not doing nearly enough to protect Palestinian civilians who were caught in the middle of all of this conflict. And that question in particular, that frustration really is being driven by the liberal wing, progressives who are really frustrated with the president's handling over this issue.
Most people would like to win the lottery once in their life, but Massachusetts woman is cashing in on her luck, pulling two sets of winning numbers on two $1 million prizes 10 weeks apart. She says she'll invest most of those winnings into her savings. And March Madness superstar Caitlin Clark will make her WNBA preseason debut tonight for the Indiana Fever against the Dallas Wings in Arlington, Texas. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The following program can be heard across platforms such as Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And with that being said, the Ace of Alone Show starts right now.
Step I've ever taken in the wrong direction helped me get to where I am today and led to monumental moments in my life that I would not have got.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday. This is the Ace Valone Show, and I'm still the aforementioned Ace Valone. Now, no new song as of this week. Isis by Joyner Lucas and Logic is still top tier, so we're just going to wait and see whatever knocks that off. Now, today is Listen Along number 34. And that's crazy in and of itself to think about, but yes, we are that far in. Number 34, Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens from TLC 2020. The backstory behind this match is Roman Reigns is still kind of like in the, I don't want to say fetal stages of his title reign. I mean, kind of. This is December, he won the title back in September. So, I mean, yeah, he, you know, or August. So, 4 months. So, I guess you could say his reign was still in a fetal stage. But anyway, so Roman Reigns would, at Payback 2020, would beat Braun Strowman and The Fiend Bray Wyatt to become the brand new Universal Champion, would then go on to face Jey Uso at Clash of Champions, Gold Rush in 2020. Defeat Jey Uso, Jimmy would actually throw in the towel, so Roman would actually win by referee stoppage in that matchup. And then an I Quit Hell in a Cell match between Roman and Jey. And that is one of my listen-alongs. I believe number 18. If you guys want to go take a listen to that. Yes, 18. I had to think about that for a second. But anyway. And then that matchup would actually end due to Jimmy Uso would try and console Roman Reigns in any way he could think of. And Roman would actually lock Jimmy in the guillotine, and that was enough to make Jey Uso quit. And the terms of that matchup would be then Jey Uso fell in line, and the bloodline would then be established, Roman and Jey. And then Roman would go on to November, defeat Drew McIntyre in a champion versus champion matchup at Survivor Series that year. And then we would go on to December, and Kevin Owens would become the number one contender for the Universal Championship. And, you know, Kevin wanted to take the title away from Reigns any way he could. And this was the start of this rivalry between these two men. These two men, Roman and Kevin, despise one another. But, I mean, Kevin wanted to take the title away from Roman any way he could. And he wanted to make it a TLC match. Reigns agreed. No disqualification. The only way to win a TLC match is to climb the ladder and retrieve the title suspended above the ring. So, without any further ado, I'm going to switch it on over and get the matchup queued up. So, please enjoy Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens from TLC 2020.
You can call this place whatever you like, but this is my yard. I am a protector. I am a provider.
I run this!
This is my island.
Roman Reigns is a motivator.
If you don't fall in line, your ass is out of the family. Make them understand. This is my ring. If they don't respect us, then who are we?
Roman Reigns has given his entire family something to aspire to.
I understand now. I love you too.
These are the things that you have to do to have this. This is my WWE.
Roman, you are better than you have ever been. But the problem is, you say you fight for your family, and it seems to me like what's actually happening here, you are using your family to fight your battles. I do not fear you.
This is your family! Where are you?
Once Roman Reigns stops having his cousin try to do his dirty work, I'll be there.
Put that title on the line, and you and I settle this like men. TLC is the most important match of my career. And Roman, I fight for my family too. I do. So while my family won't be able to physically help me beat you at TLC, I have a few friends that will. Roman, I will give everything I have to get back to the top of the ladder and become Universal Champion again! Come on, huh? Where are you, tough guy?
Who you think supports your family? Acknowledge me as the head of your family table. You and your family are gonna bury me.
You're not the head of the table. You're a coward.
He's not gonna listen. He's not gonna stop. End him. Who's family? If you don't talk some sense into Daddy,
they do.
I'm gonna be the guy that takes the food off the table.
They do.
Kevin Owens is still on his feet.
Stay down, Kevin.
I will give everything to become champion.
Told your ass to stay down. It's not worth it.
You had an opportunity of a lifetime. But you chose to piss me off.
Family do to me can keep me down. I'm gonna take the Universal title, or I'm gonna die trying.
And this is about tables, ladders, and chairs. All are legal. They can be used as weapons, but you must climb a ladder to retrieve the Universal Championship, which hangs high above the ring here tonight. No countouts, no disqualifications, no pinfalls, no submissions. Tables, ladders, and chairs for the Universal title. Champion Roman Reigns, of course, flanked by his special counsel, Paul Heyman. For Roman Reigns, Corey, tonight is about beating down the defiance that lives inside Kevin Owens.
This one will not be for the faint of heart. Roman Reigns feels disrespected, and Reigns has demanded that Kevin Owens learn to fear him.
It has irked Roman Reigns, the words that Kevin Owens used to describe him, a hypocrite. He called Reigns pathetic. He called Roman Reigns a coward. He said Reigns uses his family as pawns, and Kevin Owens is going to do everything in his power tonight to wrestle away the one thing that means more to Roman than anything in this world, and that's the Universal Championship.
You can say whatever it is that you want as long as you back it up. But tonight for Kevin Owens, that may be an impossible task.
Roman Reigns believes that he's giving KO an opportunity to live in this island of relevancy that Roman Reigns says he rules. there's no reason to not believe the words that Roman Reigns has said. Roman would have happily defended his championship in a match tonight at TLC, but Kevin Owens didn't know when enough was enough. Kevin Owens insisted on poking the bear, provoking the Universal Champion, and tonight it's a very real possibility that Owens will pay with his own skin.
There's also a possibility tonight, Corey, that Owens could become the Universal Champion.
You're absolutely right. That is an accomplishment that Kevin Owens has tasted once before. But it's different to hold a championship than it is to reign with a championship.
This is not a traditional match tonight, Corey. There are no advantages for the champion. Kevin Owens can use tables, ladders, and chairs at his disposal. He can do whatever he wants to Roman Reigns and then climb the ladder to grab the title.
But you seem to be forgetting, Cole, on that same side of the coin, Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion, has the freedom to do anything he wants to his challenger tonight.
Some would say cocky Universal Champion.
You can be as cocky as you want as long as you walk the walk, and that is exactly what the head of the table has done week after week. Roman Reigns has earned the right to be cocky. You're not cocky if you back it up. Roman Reigns owns the Island of Relevancy.
The official will clip the Universal Championship. It will be brought to the ceiling here in the Thunderdome, hanging high above the ring. Will this be the last time that Roman Reigns calls himself Universal Champion?
Roman watching the championship.
Oh my God! Kevin Owens! Where the hell did he come from? Kevin Owens storming into the ring and going right after Roman Reigns. The bell is rung. The match is underway. And Kevin Owens, with the element of surprise, looking to take out the champion.
This is so smart. Such a brilliant decision by Owens, realizing his back's against the wall. Kevin Owens is desperate and dangerous tonight.
Yeah, this is Kevin Owens at his best. He's a street fighter. Kevin Owens with a cannonball to Reigns. The champ's in trouble. And Kevin Owens has caught the champion off guard.
The head of the table caught by surprise. Reigns doesn't know what hit him yet.
Roman Reigns was not expecting this as he's driven into the barricade by an irate Kevin Owens, who said he'd sacrifice anything except his family to win the championship tonight.
Owens sacrificing his own safety, his own body to take down the head of the table. The Universal Champion is down.
Corey, you and I have known Kevin Owens for years and years. He's one of the toughest men in the WWE locker room that never say die attitude. There's no quitting Kevin Owens, and he's going to take it to Roman tonight. Driven into the steps, the champion.
That drive, that focus, that determination on full display for the WWE Universe to see.
And now Owens on the apron as he glances down, and a splash by Owens. Roman Reigns gasping for air. This was not what the champion was expecting.
Let's look at this once again. A frog splash from the apron to the floor. 260 plus pounds crashing down across the heart of the Universal Champion.
And as Kevin Owens came to retrieve the ladder to put in the ring, he's going to need that ladder to grab the championship. He just sent the special counsel Heyman scurrying away. Heyman with a... Oh my God! You knew this was going to happen! With no disqualifications, you knew that Jey Uso, Reigns' cousin, was somehow going to come into play here tonight.
And amazingly, once again, Kevin Owens was prepared.
Kevin Owens has been fighting a two-on-one uphill battle for weeks against these two.
He's found an equalizer.
Ooh, right to the spine of Uso. And now to Roman Reigns as well. Kevin Owens is unhinged.
This is all perfectly within the
rules. Oh, Uso with the right hand
of TLC. As much destruction as you can.
Oh, my God.
That might have broken Jey Uso's foot.
And Kevin Owens unloading on Uso. Trying to take Uso out of the equation.
Well, you need to neutralize the family.
somehow. And this sure as hell could do it. Owens trying to break his ankle. Screaming at Uso, you should have stayed in the back.
And you saw it. Just look at the eyes of Kevin Owens.
Yeah, this is a look that I've never seen out of Kevin Owens, Corey.
It is downright sanguineous. Owens is out for malice tonight. And we take another look at the destruction caused by the challenger to a fallen, potentially injured Jey Uso.
And Corey, remember what Paul Heyman called Kevin Owens. He called him a martyr, and martyrs are dangerous. He's focused on one thing tonight. And now Roman Reigns, oh my God, Roman Reigns with a drive-by. Kevin Owens climbing to the ring, and Roman Reigns was lying in wait, and the Universal Champion snapped.
That is exactly what the champion needed, just a momentary opening on which to capitalize. And we look at it once again. Roman Reigns propelling himself, delivering a dropkick, and the tides are beginning to turn.
And Roman Reigns, you see the look in Reigns' eyes, Corey? Roman Reigns embarrassed at the way this match started. Uso's now carried out of the Thunderdome.
I'll tell you what that look means, Cole. Roman Reigns is pissed. It is not going to bode well for Kevin Owens.
And Reigns now with steel steps and hands. Owens trying to make it back to his feet. And Roman Reigns now with the steps off the face of Owens, collapsing Kevin Owens' face. Not once, but twice.
Going to the shoulder, attacking him
again to the midsection.
The full body of Owens just being mangled, mauled, and smashed.
Jeez, oh my God, get the hell out of the way. Roman Reigns. And look at...
Oh, I don't know if you can see across the ring the look on Paul Heyman's face right now. Even Heyman's aghast at the brutality being shown by the Universal Champion.
Well, Kevin Owens started the matchup off the way that he wanted. It was the ambush attack on the champion. It put Kevin Owens in control. But just like that, Roman Reigns, the head of the table, is closing in on taking out KO. Oh, and again to the shoulder of Owens.
Roman Reigns knows no mercy.
But look at Owens getting back to his feet again as Roman Reigns uses the ladder. Now the ladder to the back, and Owens is taken down.
At what point does it become fight or flight? Does it become self-preservation? Kevin Owens is being destroyed before our very eyes right now.
Look at Reigns, the full force on that ladder, driving it into the chest of Owens. And look at Kevin, still kicking back at the champion, and he suffers a stomp.
Just a defiant Kevin Owens. And Roman Reigns just wants to brutalize, wants to punish Kevin Owens before picking up any sort of victory tonight. It's become personal. It's about respect, and Reigns wants to teach Kevin Owens a lesson.
Yeah, Reigns understands it. Roman Reigns taking a couple of chairs and placing them back into the ring. And Reigns now stopping in there. The chair to the spine of Owens.
Owens desperately trying to stay in this fight somehow, some way.
And look at Kevin Owens is trying to survive, using a chair for protection, but it doesn't matter. Another brutal assault by Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns just caving in the sternum of his challenger.
Owens gasping for air.
And the look on the face of the champion just says that, Roman is offended. The head of the table is offended by Kevin Owens' actions. And Kevin is going to pay the price.
Hey, Roman Reigns said that he gave Kevin Owens an opportunity on Friday to walk out to the ring and acknowledge Reigns as the head of the table, as the head of Friday Night SmackDown. Owens refused to do that, and Roman Reigns said he's going to put Owens down and take him out. And Kevin, though, still fighting back. Kevin on his feet. And a right by Roman. And KO.
Oh, no.
Look at this, up on the shoulders of Reigns. Kevin Owens averting disaster. Kick to the midsection. Oh, my God, he's got Roman right there. Look at him.
Reigns just too powerful.
And now a back body drop, and Owens hits the chairs.
Reigns declaring that he's going to torture this fool. That fool just had his spine mangled across two steel chairs, and it's somehow going to get worse.
It's about teaching Kevin Owens a lesson for Roman Reigns.
It's about more than that. It is about Roman Reigns retaining his Universal Championship, which is still hanging high above the ring. This is a message not only to Kevin Owens, but to all of Friday Night SmackDown, all of the WWE. Who truly sits at the head of the table? Roman wants to remove all doubt.
Reigns has got to climb the ladder now and grab the championship to retain the title. Roman Reigns, and now Kevin Owens with a steel chair. And again to the back of Roman, buckling Reigns.
Across the deltoid of the Universal Champion.
Boom again. How is Kevin Owens standing? How is he still in this match?
I'll tell you how. Guts, will, his family. Kevin Owens is fighting for what he believes. It is Kevin Owens versus the world tonight.
That chair already mangled by Kevin Owens. And now KO going to use it. Fisherman suplex!
Oh! The chair just buckled under the weight of the Universal Champion.
And now it's Roman Reigns writhing in pain. And Owens looking straight into the eyes of Reigns.
You're making me do this.
KO just saying to Roman Reigns, you're making me do this.
You're making me do this.
This is a true battle of attrition.
And now Kevin Owens positioning in the ladder. And Kevin Owens is going to start the climb. The climb to the top. To climb the championship. Kevin Owens looking to grab the title. Owens up near the top of the ladder. He's got the title in hand. And Jey Uso again.
On one good leg.
I mean, come on. This is a two-on-one fight for Owens. Kevin Owens is a fingertip away from the championship.
Jey Uso is beholden to his cousin, the Universal Champion Roman Reigns. Jey is out there to protect the Universal title just as much as Roman is.
Yeah, what did KO say? Roman Reigns has his family do his bidding, has his family fight his battles for him.
Superman.
What a Superman punch by Reigns! Taking advantage of the Uso attack.
And Owens may have just squandered his best opportunity thanks to the assist from Jey Uso.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have how you could say Owens squandered it, Corey. Owens had it. Uso took it away from him. Uso with a table. Reigns is down. Owens is down.
Jey Uso fighting through the pain. Courtesy of the assault from Kevin Owens as we look once again. Just in the nick of time, Jey Uso arrives.
And to watch Roman Reigns from out of nowhere delivering a Superman punch. Bang, right to Kevin Owens. And I like how you're saying that Uso's fighting through the pain like he's some valiant warrior. He's not even supposed to be involved in the damn match.
It's perfectly legal. Jey Uso is doing what he has to do, what he is forced to do.
Yeah, forced, that's the better word. Forced by his cousin. He's in this predicament because of what Roman Reigns has done to him.
You said earlier, Cole, Roman Reigns needs to protect his title at all costs. Jey Uso is his best soldier right now. And in this match, it's all perfectly legal. You yourself have reiterated it multiple times. Maybe Kevin Owens should have looked for some backup.
Roman Reigns, you can only wonder what he's got in his mind here.
The brutality of this matchup, truly limited only by the superstar's imaginations. And Roman Reigns is willing to get sick and twisted.
And Kevin Owens. Look at this. Just humiliating Owens. I mean, Roman Reigns wants to win this match, obviously, Corey, but he wants to punish. He wants to beat the hell out of KO.
And Roman's doing a fantastic job.
Right here.
Kevin Owens fighting back, though. KO with a kick to Uso, and then a super kick. And Kevin Owens still on his feet. Stunner to the champion. Kevin Owens showing signs of life.
Or was it a last gasp from the challenger? Does Owens have anything left?
There's no way Kevin has it in him to climb the ladder and retrieve the title at this juncture.
But at least for now, because of this flurry, Kevin Owens has signs of life. Kevin Owens off the stunner has Reigns outside the ring, and he's now dragging a ladder toward the championship, a ladder KO has to climb to win the title. Can you imagine if Kevin Owens can pull this off tonight? No one bet on Owens to win this match, especially with Uso around.
No one but Kevin Owens himself, Cole, and that could make the difference.
And now Uso and Kevin Owens outside the ring. Owens is fighting two competitors now, Uso and Reigns. And Kevin Owens now, and Uso with a pop-up powerbomb through the table. A pop-up powerbomb by Kevin Owens to Jey Uso, imploding the table.
And once again, Kevin Owens hopes to have neutralized Jey Uso for the duration of this matchup.
And Corey, here's the deal. Reigns is still down on the other side of the ring. Uso's down here. Owens is in control right now.
This is smart.
And Kevin Owens burying Jey Uso under the announce table.
Kevin Owens is desperate. Desperate times, desperate measures. This is a desperate man.
By burying Uso, you take him out of the match. You make it one-on-one. Owens back in the ring. Owens with an opportunity. Owens trying to climb. Come on, KO. How much does he have left? KO to the top of the ladder.
He's going
to
do it.
KO, and now Roman Reigns back in. And Reigns scaling the other side.
Owens had his fingertips on the championship.
And Owens still fighting back. Now the rights from Roman Reigns. Rights being thrown by both men. Owens near the top of the ladder. Roman Reigns halfway up. Oh man, Owens was so close to winning the championship. And look, it doesn't quit, Corey. Owens does not quit.
Owens' motor continuing to push him forward up the ladder. But Roman Reigns will have none of it.
The last time you saw Roman Reigns gasping for air like that. Went for the super kick. Roman Reigns able to block.
Oh,
and now
no.
Kevin Owens up high.
Did you see the way Kevin Owens' skull ricocheted off of the ladder?
And that may have been the final rally.
At this point, you got to implore Owens, Kevin, stay down. Going to get worse.
Roman Reigns may have just snuffed out the fire. Watch the impact here.
Oh, my God.
First, and then again.
You have to take into consideration everything that has been endured and suffered by Kevin Owens, even in the days leading up to this
match. Corey, this was moments ago here. This was the second time that Kevin Owens was sent back first out of the ladder by Reigns. Kevin Owens, at this point, is lifeless. It was a hell of an effort by Owens, but right now Owens is defenseless. And Roman Reigns, the head of the table, pulls Owens through a table.
Continues from the Universal Champion.
Oh, my goodness.
I think the wheels of the chair just bounced off Kevin's face. This is nasty.
And Kevin Owens can't even stand.
Well, then Kevin should use his brain and stay down. There's valiance in knowing when to walk away.
They might not have a choice at this point, Corey. Roman Reigns is having his way with Kevin Owens. Reigns with a Samoan drop through the table. This is ugly. Just listen. Oh! Corey, was that the death blow to Kevin Owens' miracle chances here tonight?
Kevin Owens was going to need a miracle. I think the challenger just got a reality check.
And Roman Reigns just taking his time, walking into the ring, looking up at the championship, and in a matter of moments, will retain the Universal title.
And you have to respect Kevin Owens. He did fight. He fought for what he believed in, but Roman Reigns is just on another level right now.
Roman Reigns nearing the top, and at this point, it's academic. Now, oh, my God, Kevin Owens is back in the ring. Kevin Owens is somehow hanging on to Reigns, and Reigns with that look of disbelief, like, what the hell do I got to do to take this guy out?
Roman is laughing. Roman Reigns is laughing at Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens will not die.
This title for like 3 years, and then I'm going to chunk it through some mouth. That's just what I'm doing. You're embarrassing your family, man. You're embarrassing your family now, huh? You're embarrassing your family now. We're embarrassing.
Just disintegrated under the impact of Reigns driving a already broken Kevin Owens through it. Owens falling to the floor in a heap. The rebellious Owens with the right hand, only to draw the ire of the champion.
We've got a damn massacre on our hands.
Bodies strewn everywhere. Chaos, carnage.
Yeah, but Kevin Owens is still crawling around out here, Corey. Kevin Owens hasn't died yet. He keeps coming back.
How is this man even functioning?
You're gonna have to kill me. You're gonna have to do it.
Dislocated his shoulder, if not worse, right now. Kevin Owens dragging himself up to the apron as Roman Reigns now. That's the sidestep by KO out of instinct alone. And now Owens is back in the ring. Roman Reigns is down in the rubble, and Kevin Owens is back in the ring.
Roman's not moving.
Oh, my goodness. Can Owens actually do this? Can Kevin Owens actually do this? Dragging himself to the top of the ladder. Heyman's screaming. Owens near the top to win the title. He's got his hands on the championship. And now Reigns back to the ring.
Right. But Kevin's got his fingertips on the title.
Roman Reigns trying to drag Kevin Owens back down off the ladder. Kevin Owens had a chance. Damn it, he had a chance. Oh, my goodness.
Temple first goes Owens.
And Roman Reigns with that look of disgust on his face as he looked back at Owens, not wanting to believe that Kevin Owens is still stirring.
And Roman Reigns now staring at his challenger like a cockroach that has infested the island of relevancy. It's time to exterminate Kevin Owens.
Roman just glanced back at his special counsel, Heyman. Owens now with a super kick, stunning the champion.
Where is Owens getting this?
And another one. The champion's in trouble. Kevin Owens looking for a pop-up powerbomb and a Superman punch by Reigns. Oh, through the table. Kevin Owens puts Reigns through the table. KO's got a chance.
Can Kevin climb the ladder? The champion is down.
Owens has a chance. Kevin Owens realizes the opportunity. How much does he have left? Can he dig down deep? Extra innings for Kevin Owens. Oh my God, what a miracle this would be. This would be one of the most monumental victories in the history of WWE if Kevin Owens can somehow grab the championship.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it, damn it. Kevin Owens is going to win the Universal title.
Kevin Owens has the title at hand. Kevin Owens is going to win the championship of Jey Uso. Damn it, Uso's back to the ring. Uso's back to the ring. And KO with a headbutt and another one to Uso. Every time Owens has an opportunity, there's something else in his path. Stunner to Uso.
Kevin Owens has daylight.
Another damn obstacle Kevin Owens has overcome. Is this Kevin Owens' chance here?
Owens with a clear path to the Universal Championship to make history.
Owens is there, Corey. Owens is there. Kevin Owens has got the title in hand, and there's Reigns now.
Oh.
And Roman Reigns with a low blow. A low blow by Reigns, and now trying to lock in the guillotine.
Atop the ladder. Reigns squeezing the breath out of his challenger.
And Kevin Owens' body has gone limp as he crashes to the mat, leaving Roman Reigns a clear path to the Universal Championship. One more step for the head of the table. Slowly, the championship is Reigns.
Here is your winner, and still the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns!
Man, I'll tell you, you cannot take anything away from Kevin Owens. That was one of the most valiant, one of the most courageous efforts I have ever witnessed here in WWE.
That was one of the most damnedest fights I have ever witnessed in WWE or beyond.
Kevin Owens had two men against him. Kevin Owens fought through every damn obstacle. And in the end, it took a low blow from the champion to secure his title retention. Kevin Owens kept going for it, fingertips away time after time, but Jey Uso, Reigns' cousin, would once again thwart the miracle.
The bloodline once again paying dividends for the head of the table. But Kevin Owens, desperate as a man can be, continued to fight his heart out.
And now watch Reigns, bang, a low blow, a blatant low blow, perfectly legal under the rules of this matchup. But again, a shortcut by the champion. It's one thing he used Uso, it's another thing he used the low blow. And then the guillotine to choke out Owens. And as Kevin Owens' lifeless body would fall to the mat below, it was Roman Reigns grabbing the championship to remain the head of the table.
To your point, Cole, Kevin Owens has nothing to be ashamed of. He can go home, kiss his wife, hug his family. But Kevin Owens must come to the realization and accept the fact there is only one at the head of the table. One Universal Champion. He is Roman Reigns.
Utter disappointment. The agony of defeat. But for Roman Reigns, he remains your Universal Champion.
Well, there you have it. Roman Reigns defeats Kevin Owens in a TLC match. And his championship reign continues.
What
a fucking war between those two. Holy shit. The amount of brutality, like, just everything about that matchup was chaos at its highest level. I mean, damn. That was a gnarly brawl, fight, war, match, whatever you want to call it, but damn. But that's that. But before we ride off into the sunset with this episode, you guys know the drill. I'm going to hit you with today's moment of zen. Vince Lombardi Jr. said, "The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack in will." And that's some zen for you guys. I am full of it. And until next time, I'll be back with more wisdom, more vitriol, and more of the Ace Valone Show. You guys take care. Have a happy Friday.
Quieter day on college campuses. Lisa Brady, Fox News. After another round of encampment clearing arrests early today at two schools in New York City, including at NYU, where even though the encampment's gone, there's a pro-Palestinian rally right now, and tents remain at other schools, including George Washington University in D.C. The White House says the response is up to local officials. The Biden administration remains concerned about a new Israeli ground invasion. Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House.
With reports Israeli forces could soon enter Rafah in southern Gaza, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Israel has not provided a comprehensive plan for the security of more than a million Palestinian civilians.
We've expressed our concern with a major ground invasion in Rafah. We've been very clear about that, which would have significant risk against civilian casualties.
Jean-Pierre also stressed Hamas needs to accept a ceasefire deal that would see fighting pause for several weeks and release of the hostages from Gaza.
Fox's Jared Halpern there again. Jordan's King scheduled to meet with President Biden next week in Washington. The CIA director is reportedly in Egypt, where Hamas is sending a delegation for talks. A congressman accused of taking bribes free on bond, along with his wife. Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar says they're both innocent. Federal prosecutors say they're part of a bribery and money laundering schemes to influence U.S. foreign policy in favor of Azerbaijan. Day 11 wraps up at the trial of former President Trump, the one he calls a witch hunt and a hoax.
Our country has gone to hell. We're a nation in decline. And we cannot let that happen to the USA.
Today, his former aide, Hope Hicks, testified that then-candidate Trump was worried about the personal impacts of affair claims he denied leading up to the 2016 election. America is listening to Fox News. The federal government threatening legal action if Iowa moves forward with an immigration law.
The Justice Department giving Iowa officials until Tuesday to agree not to enforce a state immigration law set to take effect in July. The measure would allow state officials to charge migrants with outstanding deportation orders or those who have been removed from or denied admission to the U.S., giving them the option to leave the country or be prosecuted. The DOJ argues it violates the U.S. Constitution and interferes with the government's authority to enforce federal immigration law. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds accusing the Biden administration of refusing to enforce the laws already on the books. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd echoing this, saying Iowa will not back down. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A landmark case leads to a big decision in New Hampshire over abuse at the state's youth detention center. A jury awarding $38 million to David Meehan, who was the first to go to police and later sue. A jury finding state negligence allowed him to be beaten, raped, and held in solitary confinement as a teen. More than 1,000 other former residents of the center have since filed lawsuits, and 11 former state workers have been arrested. The state argued it wasn't liable, blaming rogue employees. The L.A. Lakers need a new head coach, firing Darvin Ham days after falling to the Nuggets in the first round of the NBA playoffs.
In a statement, Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka said in part, quote, "While this was a difficult decision to make, it is the best course of action following a full review of the season. Ham led the Lakers to the playoffs in each of his two seasons. Last year, Los Angeles went to the Western Conference Finals, where they were swept by the eventual champions. This season, the Lakers won the first ever in-season tournament, but still found themselves in the play-in tournament. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Stocks rally after a weaker-than-expected jobs report. The Dow up 450, the S&P and the NASDAQ also gaining more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
If you guys enjoyed that episode, do me a favor. Leave me a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Audible. Or however many stars you think I deserve. And until next time, I'll catch your asses down the road.
Grab a clue, what could that be? They tell me that I'm never gonna make it. They want me to do something that can make sense. They hate when I keep dreaming I'll be famous.
But I don't give a fuck, cause I keep chasing.
They tell me that I'm never gonna make it. They want me to do something that can make sense. They hate when I keep dreaming I'll be famous.
But I don't give a fuck, cause I keep chasing.
I think this life could be special if I get rid of the devils. They think that I am a rebel. I think they want me to settle. There's nobody on my left.